And on the sports virus, Ryan Leong joined by Curtis Pashelka, who is the Mercury News beat writer for the San Jose Sharks. And Curtis, welcome to the sports virus.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for having me.
First year on the beat for you. What's that been like taking over for David Pollock?
It's been great so far. You know, I think the biggest thing is just getting used to the travel. Obviously, we're gone for a long time in February. When it came back from that, I was a little tired. But for the most part, you know, the coaching staff's been great. Players have been great. Obviously, everybody misses David. He had the way he covered the team for 7 or 8 years really set a standard. So big shoes to fill, but I'm having fun so far.
Your assessment so far on the Sharks, I mean, they played really well on the road, and the general consensus is they haven't played so great at home. Finally have a chance to get over 500. Your thoughts so far on how the season's shaping up?
Well, I'm not so surprised at how many wins and losses they have so far. I mean, you can definitely get, like you said, the road record has been a little bit eye-opening. But what I'm most surprised about is how they basically pulled away from the pack. I thought that race for third place in the division would be a lot closer than it is. But, you know, after tonight, I think the Sharks basically, if they win tonight, they're only 2 or 3 points away from clinching a spot. So in that respect, I'm a little surprised at what's going on this season. But by and large, the moves the Sharks made in the offseason, bringing in Martin Jones, signing Joel Ward and Paul Martin as free agents, those moves have paid off. And you've got young guys coming up through the system, especially Jonas Donskoj. You see the way he's been playing recently. It's been a big addition. So the Sharks have played pretty well. Obviously, they're going to be judged ultimately by how they do in the postseason, but so far they've looked pretty good.
And I noticed that this season the Sharks have changed their goaltending core entirely. Last year it was Antti Niemi and why am I drawing a blank on his backup?
Stalock, yeah.
Right, Stalock. And now you've got Martin Jones and James Reimer. How do you think Reimer's kind of shaping up? I know his first game wasn't so good for the Sharks, but it looks like, you know, and as of this game, he's playing against the Coyotes, doing pretty well so far.
Oh, no, he'll be a big-time addition for this team. It was finished over the last few weeks of the regular season and into the playoffs. He's a guy you can come in, you plug him in whenever Pete DeBoer feels like, and he knows he's going to get a pretty good performance out of him. James, you know, comes from Toronto, where obviously that team's in a different situation right now. They're rebuilding. They're looking to move veterans. Reimer's going to be an unrestricted free agent in the summer. So it was a good move by Doug Wilson to bring him in, sort of give Martin Jones the opportunity to take a few nights off here as we get towards the playoffs. And like you said, Reimer's he's been a real steady performer so far. And I think everybody, the skaters are from, his teammates have a lot of confidence in him.
Joined by Curtis Pashelka, the Mercury News beat writer for the San Jose Sharks, here on the Sports Virus. And I noticed, just looking at the roster sheet for the Sharks, the top four performers, starting with, of course, Joe Thornton. Then you've got the other Joe, Pavelski, who's number two, I think, because of Brent Burns. And then, a little further behind is Patrick Marleau. How do you think that the team has done so far with some of their core guys that have been contributing?
Well, I don't think they have any complaints, especially when you look at what Joe Thornton's been doing basically since the second, mid-December, almost averaging pretty much a point per game since that point in the season. And, Pavelski obviously has been very steady. Burns is having a career year offensively. He's already set the franchise record for points in the season. So, I mean, you look at what the core guys are doing right now, and I think it's basically all that Pete DeBoer has been as expected and has gotten from those guys. So they've performed well. I think Patrick Marleau is a little bit up and down this season, but already 20 goals. I don't think anyone's going to complain with how he's been producing this season. You look at other parts they have, Logan Couture. As soon as they got him back, the Sharks really started to turn it on. So as far as the core guys go, I think it's been pretty much business as usual for those guys.
Seems to me the Sharks' popularity kind of really peaked last year when they had the the Stadium Series game. Big disappointment the Sharks don't make the playoffs last year after basically, I hate to say it, but they basically choked against the Kings in that first round, and I think a lot of people would agree, especially when you're up 3-0 on your opponent and you let them win 4 straight. How much pressure is there on the Sharks this season if they don't make the playoffs, how that's going to affect the franchise?
Well, I mean, I think they'll definitely make the playoffs. I mean, they would take almost a unprecedented collapse. Of course, like you just mentioned, the Sharks have done that once before in their history. So, but they'll make the playoffs. Ultimately, I think the question comes if they don't make it past the first round or if they go quietly in the first round. Then you ask yourself, well, was it all worth it? Was this whole transition year as far as, you know, shedding some veterans and bringing in, you know, some young guys? Or could they have made just one more run with that core if they had kept, if they had added that offseason when they, after they lost to the Kings in seven games, instead of going into a small kind of rebuilding mode after that year? So ultimately, I think it's a little bit too early to say as to how much rides on the outcome of the season. But, you know, I think ultimately the Sharks are in a better position maybe now than they were a couple of years ago after that offseason, just because you've integrated some younger players into the lineup and how that has maybe a little, you know, kind of just given some fresh blood to the team here. So it's a wait and see mode. We're going to see how this team does in the playoffs and go from there, I guess. So, but yeah, the Sharks are kind of an interesting spot right now, for sure.
Two more questions for you. One last serious question. Noticing here at a lot of the games, even on the weekends, the Sharks just played a game against the New York Rangers, and anytime you get an original six team, you should get a sellout. The Sharks didn't get that. They certainly didn't get it against the Arizona Coyotes. What do you think the reason is as to why they're not drawing as well at the Tank?
Well, I think it goes back to last offseason when they missed the playoffs, and after the last offseason, their season ticket renewals were only about 85% of they were the year before. So when you're talking about, you know, maybe only 12,000 season tickets sold and only maybe some partial plans here and there, you're still looking at about, you know, about 3,000 to 4,000 empty, you know, unsold seats for every game. So for them to sell out every game with that many leftover tickets for each, you know, available for each game, it kind of, you know, they would be hard pressed to sell out every game from that standpoint. I think this offseason is big in that they hope to keep most of the people that they have as far as these ticket holders go, add a few, and then maybe get back to more of a regular sellout kind of situation next season. So yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Attendance has dipped up quite a bit this year. It's picked up a little bit after the All-Star break, you know, right around, you know, before Christmas time. It was, you know, you get some pretty lean nights here, but I think since that point, you know, it's picked up a little bit. But you're still, like you said, like tonight, you're still going to see a lot of these seats, and you know, unless a big time rival comes in, or another team, like you said, an original six team comes in, there's probably going to be some empty seats in the Tank.
And finally, for you, being on the beat this first year, what's the most fun you've had on the road? City that you enjoy going to the most?
You know what? I got a chance to go to a lot of cities this year that I haven't been to before, at least in a long time. I'm going to Montreal, going to Toronto, spending almost a week in New York. You know, it was a lot of fun. I mean, you get to see new cities and to see new buildings. You know, it's an interesting situation. I mean, obviously you're there for work, but you want to kind of, check it out too while you're there. So it's been fun seeing these different cities that I didn't get a chance to see the last couple of years. But it's been really good so far. I mean, I'm learning a lot, and hopefully I can take the experiences I learned this year and carry them forward into next season too.
Okay, thank you so much, Curtis Pashelka, for joining us here on the Sports Virus.
You got it. Thanks, Ryan.